shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet. This is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Oh, no!
Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another edition of the International Happy Station. I'm Keith Perrone, and I'm glad to have you with me for the next 55 minutes. Now, today's show is going to be, I should put it this way, a hoot. It's going to be, of course, very silly, because I'll tell you how it all came about. Not too long ago, one of our listeners that we have in the UK by the name of Philip Jackson, he added me as one of his friends on Facebook, as well as he joined the PCJ Happy Station page on Facebook. But we were, you know, chatting away, and I don't know how the subject came up, but we started to talk about some, you know, strange music and stuff like that. And it got me thinking, you know, how about we do a show with novelty songs? Now, a lot of the novelty songs that we're going to be playing today, many of you may have not heard, unless you lived in the United Kingdom, and then Australia, and maybe Canada. But most of them were not released in the United States, unless there's some Anglophiles out there in North America who went, oh yes, I remember that from somewhere. But definitely the names of these people you will have definitely heard of. So the show today is going to be consisting of some very odd songs, including the one and only Lady Thatcher. That's right, the British Prime Minister, Margaret Thatcher. We'll be taking a listen to her in just a little bit. I told you this is going to be a strange show. At the same time, we're going to dedicate the show to Philip himself in the UK for kind of, you know, putting the idea in my head to do this edition of the program. Okay, if you want to check us out online, please do go to www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And when you're there, you can also listen to PCJ Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But later on in the show, I will tell you about some of the new things that have been added to the PCJ Media website. Now, I thought we would begin today with a song, actually, which is not bad at all. Actually, he was a very talented singer and did a lot of musical theater in the UK and performed some operas and light operas and everything else. His name is Edward Woodward. Now, many of our American listeners will know that name because from 1985 until 1989, he was the Equalizer. You remember the Equalizer? It was a great show. I never missed an episode. I used to watch it literally week after week after week. It was a fantastic show. But he had a very long career in television. I mean, he appeared in things such as The EastEnders last year, just before he passed away. La Femme Nikita. CI5, The New Professionals, Laurence Olivier Presents, many, many other wonderful TV shows. But I think the one that he's definitely known for is The Equalizer. At the same time, he made a lot of films between 1955 and 2009 when he passed away from prostate cancer. But during that time, of all the films, there is one that is a classic. It has become a classic British horror movie called The Wicker Man that also stars Christopher Lee. It is one of my favorite films of all time. And if you do see it on DVD, I would suggest you buy it because it is absolutely amazing. But as I said a moment ago, Edward Woodward also had a singing career and recorded a number of albums. They were mainly, you know, romantic albums and stuff like that, but still very good. So we're going to take a listen to one of them right now. Here's Edward Woodward with Windmills of Your Mind on the International Happy Station.
Run like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever-spinning wheel, like a snowball on a mountain or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its pace. And the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circle that you find in the windmills of your mind. Like a tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone, like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream, or the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face. And the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like a circle that you find in the windmills of your mind. Keys that jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along a shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just the fingers of your hand? Pictures hanging in a hallway and fragment of a song, half-remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, you were suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of her hair. Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever-spinning wheel, as the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your
Edward Woodward, Windmills of Your Mind, here on the International Happy Station. Yeah, who knew that the Equalizer could sing? But actually, if for those who remember the series that watched it on a regular basis, he actually sang in some of the episodes. Not too many, but he played piano and sang in some of them. So I kind of wonder then if he was actually a singer. It wasn't until after the series had ended that I realized that he was. But nevertheless, a fantastic voice. Now, there was a period of time in the United Kingdom where you had a lot of very well-known, could be comedians or whatever, that decided to record a single, right? Now, some of them, of course, would come along and just sing a song straight, and it was awful. But the ones that came along and decided to sing a song in character, meaning the character that they were portraying on television, became classics. And some of them are very, very odd indeed, like the one we will take a listen to right now. But first, how many of you know the name John Inman? Well, Americans, of course, will know this man, because for many years and for many, many seasons, he played Mr. Humphreys on the classic BBC series that was written by David Croft called Are You Being Served? And during that time, John Inman, a.k.a. Mr. Humphreys, also recorded a number of songs. One of the first ones that he did was called I'm Free, because for those who have seen the show, you may remember that is the catchphrase when every time the phone would ring in the men's department, he would always go, I'm free! You know, so he recorded that. But he also recorded some other ones as well, but always singing them in character, meaning it wasn't John Inman, even though it was on said so on the label, but it was actually Mr. Humphreys singing. We're going to take a listen now to one which is, it will make you laugh. John Inman, a.k.a. Mr. Humphreys, from 1975 with We All Love Captain Ginger. Oh, do we?
A soldier once was I, my jingo much admired. The army lost a treasure on the day that I retired. They begged of me to leave. They asked it as a boon. They said my ginger whiskers made the guns go off too soon. But damn it, peace or war, to me it's all the same. Chasing ladies, being chased has always been my game. But that was years ago, and now I'm in my prime. I'm known as Captain Ginger, Ginger all the time.
Ginger,
we all love Captain Ginger. Jolly
old boss, oh, they are a nice lot. 95 in the shape, what? He loves the ladies.
Not one of them would I injure.
All the girls are fond of Ginger.
I could do it one myself, just ice and a slice for me. When I look back and think, tut tut, what sport I had. In certain quarters I'll admit my reputation's bad. While strolling through the park or riding in the row, I'm bound to merely be polite to ladies that I know. Oh, Countess, howdy do. I've known her since a girl. She sang in comic opera just before she met the Earl. And there's the Duchess, damn. And who's that with her, Luke? Best not say hello to him. You're new here, aren't you?
Ginger,
we all love
Captain Ginger. Jolly old
boss, they are a nice lot.
95 in the shade, what? He loves the ladies.
Not one of them would I injure.
All the girls are fond of Ginger.
I'll drink anything so long as it's in a nice glass. I've been in action twice, and both were blazing hot. The first was in Japoo Land, and wounded there I got. I recall it now.
Oh, what a man of fiber.
I stooped to pull me socks up and got wounded in the Khyber. But action number two brought blushes to my face. But I'm not the type they usually cite in a breach of promise case. The lady told her tale, and when she'd proved it true, the judge said, you be thankful, miss, he didn't marry you. I've told you about that before.
Sorry.
Ginger. We all love Captain Ginger. Jolly old boss.
This foreign's hot.
95 in the shade, what? He loves the ladies.
Not one of them would I injure.
All the girls are fond of
Always funny, John Inman from Are You Being Served, a.k.a. Mr. Humphreys, with We all love Captain Ginger. Yes, you know, when I was programming today's show, Kevin Lee, our technician, was looking at me going, "Ooh, what did you smoke last night?" Well, no, it was just, you know, it was an idea. It was an idea, Kevin, you know. Anyway, let's now move to a couple of things that came from across the pond, meaning North America. Now, during the 1950s and 1960s, there were a number of novelty hits. One record label became synonymous with the novelty hit, as well as a certain producer who was a musician in his own right. The producer-musician happened to be Mitch Miller, who was the head of A&R Columbia Records through the 1950s and early 1960s. He had singers who were well-known jazz singers and popular standard singers record some very odd songs indeed. One of them actually was a song called Mama Don't Bite or something like that, that Frank Sinatra recorded that apparently Frank absolutely despised. He also didn't like Mitch Miller that much because of the songs that he was given to record. This was the case with a lot of the singers that were on Columbia at the time. Now, back in those days, artists really didn't have too much say in what they could do. The head of A&R would say, "Look, we think this is going to be a hit. You record it, and off you go." And that was it. That, you know, no arguments or anything. It was the same with Rosemary Clooney's Come On to My House, which has a harpsichord in it, you know. But one recording from that period that was a big hit in 1953... featured a singer who was a jazz singer from Chicago by the name of Frankie Lane, who ended up doing some very, like, country western kind of Columbia echoey weird stuff in the 1950s. How he went in that direction, well, that's thanks to Mitch Miller, of course. But he was a jazz singer from Chicago. But in 1953, Mitch Miller teamed him up with a very young Jimmy Boyd, a little boy singer, to record a song called Tell Me a Story. Now, this is probably one of those songs that Frankie Lane later on in his life would say to himself, "I wish I didn't record that." I know that Jimmy Boyd kind of said that he didn't enjoy recording these novelty songs that were given to him, despite the fact that they were big hits. Like Tell Me a Story from 1953, Frankie Lane and Jimmy Boyd.
Tell me a story. Remember what you said. You promised me, you said you would. You gotta give in, so I'll be good. Tell me a story, then I'll go to bed.
Oh, worry, worry, weary ends my day. Comes the time to go home without my raise and pay. Home by the fire where a man can just relax. Slippers there by the chair. Not a worry, not a care. Along comes Junior swinging his little axe.
Tell me a story, tell me a story, tell me a story, remember what you said. Tell me about the birds and bees, how do you make a chicken sneeze? Tell me a story, then I'll go to bed.
Came home so late one evening last July, played a little poker, the time had passed me by. Shoes in my hand and my darling wife in bed. Up the stairs saying a prayer, then a voice comes through the air.
Hiya there, Daddy, remember what you said. Tell me a story, tell me a story, tell me a story, remember what you said. Tell me how your eye got black because the doorway hit your back. Tell me a story, then I'll go to bed.
Once upon a time, I remember long ago.
Don't go back in history.
Stop your noisy talking till I finish with my tale. Once upon...
Upon a what?
Upon your back you'll get a swat.
Tell me about the fish you caught that's bigger than a whale. Tell me a story, tell me a story, tell me a story, remember what you said. You promised me, you said you would. You got to give in so I'll be good.
Here's a tale you'll never forget. And now get up to bed.
Come on, Daddy. Tell me a story.
Jimmy Boyd and Frankie Lane with Tell Me a Story from 1953. Now, staying in the U.S. and maybe with a bit of a country western mode, we're now going to take a listen to the Voice of Doom. Now, who is the voice of Doom? Well, his name was Leon Hyman Charm Green. You might know him as Lorne Green, who was actually a newsreader in the 1940s for the Canadian Broadcasting Company. He, of course, went to Hollywood and for many years starred in the hit television series as Ben Cartwright on Bonanza. Now, during that period, he also recorded a lot of songs. He actually recorded a full album for RCA Victor. One of the songs from this became a hit. It is called Ringo. Here's Lorne Green on the International Happy Station.
He lay face down on the desert sand, clutching a six gun in his hand. Shot from behind, I thought he was dead, for under his heart was an ounce of lead. But a spark still burned, so I used my knife, and late that night, I saved the life of Ringo.
Ringo! Ringo!
I nursed him till the danger passed. The days went by, he mended fast. Then from dawn till setting sun, he practiced with that deadly gun. And hour on hour, I watched in awe. No human being could match the draw of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
One day we rode the mountain crest, and I went east and he went west. I took to law and wore a star, while he spread terror near and far. With lead and blood he gained such fame, all through the west they feared the name of Ringo. I knew someday I'd face the test, which one of us would be the best. And sure enough, the word came down that he was holed up in the town. I left the posse out in the street, and I went in alone to meet Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
They said my speed was next to none, but my lightning draw had just begun when I heard a blast that stung my wrist. The gun went flying from my fist, and I was looking down the bore of the deadly 44 of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
They say that was the only time that anyone had seen him smile. He slowly lowered his gun, and then he said to me, "We're even, friend." And so at last I understood that there was still a spark of good in Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
I blocked the path of his retreat. He turned and stepped into the street. A dozen guns spit fire and lead. A moment later, he lay dead. The town began to shout and cheer. Nowhere was the shed a tear for Ringo.
Ringo.
The story spread throughout the land that I had beaten Ringo's hand. And it was just the years, they say, that made me put my guns away. But on his grave, they can't explain the tarnished star above the name of Ringo.
Ringo, 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 Ringo.
Ben Cartwright, otherwise known as Lorne Green with Ringo. You're listening to the International Happy Station, and today's show is dedicated to Philip Jackson in the United Kingdom, because the selection, or today's show, the feeling of today's show was kind of suggested by him indirectly. He may not have known it, but I'm sure he's tickled pink to realize that that's exactly what happened. Our website is www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And we actually have some new things in the blog section. The first thing I want to tell you about is about some special programming on PCJ Radio on June the 11th. Now, that is a special day because that's the kickoff for the 2010 World Cup in South Africa. So on PCG, I should be able to say it by now, PCJ Radio, that is, on June the 11th, we're going to be presenting an entire day of finey programming from Neil Hendrickse in South Africa. You can find all the details at our website. Also, coming up very soon, because some people have said, you know, why don't you present some old-time radio every now and again? And I thought, you know, that's actually not a bad idea. But, you know, most old-time radio, everybody, it's always the same stuff, right? It's always the same thing that air. So I decided to go into one of my many boxes because I had some transcription discs that I have been digitizing just starting 2 weeks ago, because I have around 26 editions of a show called Benny Hill Time. Yes, Benny Hill did a radio series in 1964 and 1965 for the BBC Home Service called Benny Hill Time. So we're going to bring you some of those editions. Actually, there's one that I've just uploaded right now at the PCJ Media website. Also, a one-on-one interview with me, yours truly, that was done by Colin Newell of DXer.ca. A 45-minute edition of this interview aired last week in Singapore, but I've uploaded a full-length version, which you can hear at pcjmedia.com, and you'll see it on the front page. It says latest news and then all the categories. Click on that, and that's all you need to do. And if there's something that is not listed in the latest news, you can click on a link underneath Happy Station and La Estación de la Alegría, where it says Home, about Keith Perron, about PCJ, schedule, the blog. Click there, and you'll find all the other past editions of the blog. Next week on the show, we're going to be announcing the results of the poll that we have at the website right now. And it is, who does a better job at reporting on Russia? Is it the Voice of Russia World Service or Russia Today? Once again, who does a better job at reporting on Russia? Voice of Russia World Service or Russia Today? You still have a few days to cast your vote, and we'll be announcing the results very soon. Also, you may remember not too long ago on the show, my special guest was Dick Van Patten. And we have a copy of his biography called 80 Is Not Enough that we're going to be giving away to one lucky listener. So if you want to have a chance to enter, because you still have another 2 weeks, we'll be announcing the winner at the end of the month. Go to our website again, which is pcjmedia.com.
Hi, this is Bob Zanotti. Do you miss Swiss Radio International? If so, I invite you to visit my website, SwitzerlandInSound.com. Colorful and informative radio features about Switzerland, its destinations, interesting people, politics, culture, and even the two Bobs, SwitzerlandInSound.com, where English language radio from Switzerland lives on.
Hi, my name's Colin Newell, and I'm the editor and creator of DXer.ca. Since the mid-90s, DXer.ca has been the go-to website for timely resources for the DXer, SWL, and broadcast listener. If you're looking for unbiased reviews of the most modern receivers and antennas, or are interested in participating in some of the more lively online forums all about radio, then come on by. DXer.ca, a world band radio website.
And yes, once again, the website for DXer.ca is that. Right, DXer.ca. All right, you're listening to the International Happy Station. Up next, a couple of novelty songs that are from performers. They're actor-comedians, but more comedians, from a very highly successful series of British comedies called Carry On, the Carry On films. Now, when you watch them today, it's kind of funny when you think about it, but when these Carry On films first came out in the 1950s and 60s, they were meant for adult audiences. It was like, you know, the risque humor and all that. But today, they will show them in the afternoon for school children, because it's funny, you know, how things change. I mean, you know, they're going, oh, she's big in the up front, you know, and all this thing. And but apparently it's okay these days, which is a good thing. I think, you know, children are much more sophisticated probably than they once were. But anyway, I love the Carry On films. Now, they're not everybody's cup of tea, and they are a little bit dated, but I think that's part of their charm. They're silly, they're stupid, the plots are completely ludicrous, but they're fun to watch. But A number of the actors and actresses that were in the Carry On films were very well known in the United Kingdom. We're going to take a listen first to one who was, she was the crumpet. Yeah, she was the crumpet on in those films. Her name is Barbara Windsor. I don't know why I'm doing an Australian accent, but anyway, her name is Barbara Windsor, and she was the comfort. She was the, how should I put this delicately? She was big. Yes, I mean, she was big. Ooh, she was big. Barbara Windsor, with a song that she recorded with Jeffrey Love and his orchestra in 1963 called Mother Kelly's Doorstep.
On Mother Kelly's doorstep, down Paradise Row, I'd sit along a she'd sit along a Joe. She'd got a little hole in a frock, hole in a shoe, hole in a sock where her toe beat through. But Nellie was the smartest down our alley. On Mother Kelly's doorstep, I'm wondering now, her beau, and does she love him like she used to? On Mother Kelly's doorstep, down Paradise Row. Where her toe peeped through, but Nellie was the smartest down our alley. On Mother Kelly's doorstep, I'm wondering now if little girl Nellie remembers Joe, her beau, and does she love him like she used to? On Mother Kelly's doorstep, down Paradise Row. On Mother Kelly's doorstep, down Paradise Row.
The one and only Barbara Windsor with Mother Kelly's Doorstep with the Jeffrey Love Orchestra from 1963. One of the other actors, comedians, that was very well known in all the Carry On films, including a number of radio shows like Hancock's Half Hour, Round the Horn, Just a Minute, and many, many others, is Kenneth Williams. I am a huge Kenneth Williams fan. I think he was brilliant. He was brilliant, despite the fact that he was had a lot of bouts with depression. But in the 1950s and 1960s and 1970s, he actually released a number of albums. We're going to take a listen to one which is a single. It was released as a single in 1959. It's Kenneth Williams and Valerie Walsh with a sketch. The sketch was written by Peter Cook. It's called By British, here on the International Happy Station.
Bonsoir, madame.
Oh, how do you do, I'm sure.
Bonsoir, monsieur.
Good evening.
Monsieur, madame, welcome to the Bon Gourmet. You would like un table à deux?
Adieu. My dear good fellow, we've only just arrived. Kindly get us a table for two.
For two, monsieur, if you would kindly come this way, please.
Yes. And do stop putting on that ridiculous regional accent. It cuts no ice with me, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry, monsieur, but I am French.
I'm sorry, too, but I didn't come here to listen to your problems. Kindly get us a menu.
A menu to the suite, monsieur.
Menu. Did you notice the revolting way he pronounced it? These wretched foreigners, they come over here, create unemployment, and then muck about with the English language. If I'd known it was going to be that kind of place, I'd never have brought you here, my... Oh, naughty, naughty. Yes, sweetie Petey. There's a lovely girl. Yes, thank you. Well, what would you like, my dear?
Oh, I don't know, really.
I'm not surprised. All this rubbish all in French. I can't make head nor tail of it, I'm glad to say. Oh, don't just min about like that, man. Translate. What does all this rubbish mean?
Well, perhaps, monsieur, you would like to start with the hors d'oeuvre.
Yes, there is leftovers and garlic. No, thank you. A good solid soup will be more like it.
Well, we have a very good minestrone, monsieur.
You mean that Italian slop?
It is Italian, monsieur.
I'll have none of that. A lot of gigolos and wops all mincing about with olive oil on their hair. So we can see what kind of soup they'd make, can't we? Haven't you any decent brown Windsor? The soup of kings?
No, monsieur. But we have this delicious bouillabaisse au congre.
What the devil's that?
It is made from eels, monsieur. Very popular in my country.
Eels! Obscene French filth! Eels! Yeah, it makes you sick to think of it, doesn't it, my dear? Trust the French to turn to eels. If you'd seen their plumbing, you'd know what I meant. Well, forget the soup. What else have you got?
Well, perhaps, monsieur, you would like to try our speciality, tocinos del cielo.
What are they and where do they come from?
They are sheep's eyes in aspic.
Well, sounds good.
We serve it, monsieur, with a special sauce made from the blood of unborn goats.
Well, it sounds delicious. We'll have some of that, shall we, madame?
A very wise choice, monsieur. They are the finest sheep's eyes in the world. Animals that have grazed on the highest pastures in the Sierra Nevada.
Spanish muck, is it? Dirty Spanish muck, eh? Nothing but beggars and archbishops trying to lay their greedy hands on Gibraltar. I refuse to subsidize bullfighting. Now then, what's this sparg stuff here? Sparag?
Oh, that is very good, monsieur. Spargel in Hofratsgemüse. That is asparagus, monsieur, cooked in butter and blended with delicate spices. Delicious.
Yeah, where does that come from?
We have it specially flown over by Viscount.
Lovely plane.
All the way from Bonn.
Bloody Bosch asparagus, is it? I might have known. As soon as you stop bombing them, they start selling you their second-hand vegetables. Now you pull yourself together, man. Have you nothing decent to eat?
Monsieur, perhaps I could recommend our chicken Maryland.
After what the Americans did at Boston, I don't forget that easily, sir. Have you no British food?
Oh, I'm afraid not, monsieur.
Yeah, we're being colonized. That's what it is, overrun. Oh, well, if we can't have anything to eat, let's have something to drink.
To drink, certainly, monsieur. No more what you like. We have an excellent Sauternes.
French muck.
Or some good Riesling.
Dirty German muck.
Some Spanish Rioja.
Dirty, rotten, stinking, filthy foreign slush. What about a glass of Devon cider, eh? Glorious Devon cider. Nothing wrong with that.
I'm afraid not.
Well, blackberry wine. That's another. My old grandma. Blackberry wine she made.
No, I'm afraid not.
Well, what can
not,
I drink with safety?
Well, perhaps, monsieur, you would like a cup of tea?
Ooh, I'd love a cup of tea.
Oh, all right, then. Two teas. Well, thank goodness there's something English in this godforsaken establishment. Oh,
two teas, self-trainement, monsieur. Indian or China?
How dare you!
Yes, the wonderful Kenneth Williams in a sketch written by Peter Cook called By British, featuring Valerie Walsh and another actor whose name is not on the single, who played the waiter. And the producer of that, actually, well, has a lot to do with something that we're going to take a listen to in a little bit. Yes, and I'll tell you about that in a few minutes. Now, at the beginning of the show, I mentioned the Iron Lady, otherwise known as Lady Thatcher, or Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. And I said, yes, she recorded an album. Well, that's not exactly true. No. There is an actress in the United Kingdom by the name of Janet Brown. And she made a career in the late 1970s and 1980s playing Margaret Thatcher. She had the voice down to a T, and she even looked like Margaret Thatcher. Now, many of our listeners in North America will probably not know that name like people in the UK or in other parts of the world do, but if you remember the James Bond movie, For Your Eyes Only, with Roger Moore, remember at the end of the movie where Q and M were going to pass a message off to James from the Prime Minister, and then it cut to a woman that looked like Margaret Thatcher with Dennis, and she was cooking in the kitchen, you know. Well, it was supposed to be Margaret Thatcher, but that actually was Janet Brown. In the 1970s, she released an album made up of songs. How would I put it? Well, it would be an album, say, of Margaret Thatcher. If Margaret Thatcher was to record an album, how would it sound? And that's exactly what she did. So we're going to take a listen to the title track from it. Here's Janet Brown, a.k.a. Lady Thatcher, or Margaret Thatcher, with Iron Lady.
They call me the Iron Lady, tell you I'm hard. plater's nails. Say that I'm armor-plated. Never go off the rails. But when I let my hair down, smirking a fag in the bar, I'm just as human as you are. I laugh and I laugh and I laugh. They say I'm the Iron Maiden. Tell you I'm bold as brass, brazen and never afraid of stuffing and off for class. But when it's time to ease up down at a local do, nothing I love like a knees up. I am one of you. You should see me when my forehead is wrinkled in a frown. Some geezer puts the prices up and I'll soon beat him down. And though the local vandals try to riot and to raid, when I take out my riding whip, they have to behave. And when a mugger jumps on me and things are looking black, I'll thrash him into pulp with both my hands behind my back. I'm a terror, I'm a tyrant, I'm a schoolmarm you all dread. But to be absolutely fair, you know, there's one thing must be said. I could be the Silver Lady, stuck on a Rolls Royce car. The way I'm waved at and fated, I might be a movie star. But when I'm reading the racing, soaking my feet in the sink, the difference is truly amazing. I'm just not a bit like you think. They call me the Iron Lady, hard as steel and cold. Well, I say that says maybe, but I have a heart of gold. The tears have splashed into my Guinness at some of the sorrows I've felt. I may be an Iron Lady, but oh, how that lady can melt. I may be an Iron Lady, but oh, how that lady can melt. You know, I really think that was awfully good, Keith. Did you think so? How
about the very talented Janet Brown with The Iron Lady, an album that she released in 1979 made up of songs as she's portraying Margaret Thatcher and how Margaret Thatcher would sound if she was to sing. Strange, isn't it? Yes, well, that's the idea behind today's show, is the strange. Now, this is going to be very odd. As I may have mentioned before, I have a number of boxes of tapes and discs and everything that I have not opened, in some cases, in almost 12 years because of moving and everything. It's, you know, it's kind of annoying. You move somewhere, you unpack, and then you move again. You have to pack everything. So I always kept these boxes that I said to myself I was not going to open until I realized I was going to stay in one place longer than at least a couple of years. And I decided to unpack one of them because I remembered a recording that I had, which is a bootleg copy that I got on tape. Now, if I was to say to you, the Beatles, your first reaction would probably be, why would you play the Beatles on a show about novelty songs? Well, that's true, because none of their songs were novelty songs. But if I was to mention to you another performer who's also a phenomenal artist by the name of Rolf Harris, you'd go, oh yeah, that's more understandable. Who is Rolf Harris? Rolf Harris, of course, penned the very popular Timey Kangaroo Down Sport, and he had a lot of other hits as well, like Two Little Boys Like Two Little Toys, which we played a while ago on the show, as well as a number of others. Now, what is the connection between Rolf Harris and the Beatles? Well, the first connection is they were on the same record label, Parlophone. Second connection is they had the same producer, Sir George Martin. Sir George Martin, who produced almost every Beatles album and a lot of other acts as well, was known in the UK for producing phenomenal comedy records in the 1950s and 1960s. Well, in the early 1960s, when the Beatles were working on one album, Rolf Harris, who used the same studios, the Abbey Road Studios in the United Kingdom, went by to visit the lads. And they decided to record a little song for their own personal uses. It was never released commercially. It's Rolf Harris and the Beatles singing Timey Kangaroo Down Sport. Now, what happened, and the reason why this recording started popping up in a few places, is one of the engineers kind of gave it to a friend who kind of gave it to a friend and so on and so on and so on, and then it popped up all over the place. But it is a classic. I mean, Rolf Harris and the Beatles? Here it is. Rolf Harris and the Beatles, a recording that was never issued on disc. It has never been issued on CD, and it is rare indeed. And we did the best we could to try to clean up the sound on the old reel-to-reel tape that I had. So, hope you enjoy it.
Fellas, do you feel like singing a chorus with me?
Yes, Rolf!
There's enthusiasm for you. I'll give you a rough idea how it goes. It starts off with me going like this. One, two, one, two, three, four. And you come in E, Paul. That's it. And then all together, fellas. That's nice.
There's an old Australian stockman lying, dying. And he gets himself up onto one elbow and he turns to his four mates who are gathered round and he says, cut your hair once a year, boys. Cut your hair once a year. If it covers your ear, you can't hear, boys. So cut your hair once a year. All together now. Time your kangaroo down, sport. Time your kangaroo down. Ooh, time your kangaroo down. You must do the kangaroo down.
Zero, dear. I've forgotten the words. Take care of me. Make sure. Look out after me. Keep going.
Take care. Look after me, Mona.
Here we go. Don't ill-treat me, pet dingo, Ringo. Don't ill-treat me, pet dingo. He can't understand your lingo, Ringo. So don't ill-treat me, pet dingo. All together now. Time the kangaroo down, sport. Time the kangaroo down. Time the kangaroo down, sport. Time the kangaroo down. I think George's guitar's on the blink. I think George's guitar's on the blink. Well, it shouldn't go ning ning a blink. Hey, that's really on the blink. All together now. Time your kangaroo down, sport. Time your kangaroo down. Time your kangaroo down, sport. Time your kangaroo down. Prop me up by the wall, Paul. Prop me up by the wall. I'll scream and cheer till I fall, Paul, if you'll prop me up by the wall. All together now, time the kangaroo down, Paul. Time the kangaroo down. That's where it should be, there. Time the kangaroo down. Hey, keep the hits coming on, John. Keep the hits coming on. At least till after I'm gone, John. Keep the hits coming on. All together now, time the kangaroo down, Paul. Time the kangaroo down. Time your kangaroo down. Gives a bit of. That's it. And with this very last gasp, he says, tan me hide when death comes, chums. Oh dear. Tan me hide when death comes. So we tanned his hide when he died, Clyde, and the Ringo's got it on his drums. All together now, time the kangaroo down, sport. Time the kangaroo down. Time the kangaroo down, sport. Time the kangaroo down.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what a phony bunch of laughter that was. Hey, what about messing up that ending after all the rehearsal we did at least once?
I thought you forgot the words, didn't you, Rolf?
Rolf Harris and the Beatles with Tie My Kangaroo Down Sport, I should say, recorded at Abbey Road, a recording that was never released commercially. And it was produced by Sir George Martin, who did a lot of comedy recordings, and I thought we would end as our last piece today another classic by George Martin. It's of comedian slash singer Charlie Drake with a song that I first heard in the early 1990s from a good friend of mine, David Smith, who lives now in South Africa with My Boomerang Won't Come Back on the International Happy Station.
Each
to me, prior to a meeting. I'm having a big powwow.
Oh, yeah,
oh, yeah,
we got a lot of trouble, Chief, on account of your son, Mac.
My boy, Mac? Why, what's wrong with him?
My boomerang won't come back.
Your boomerang won't come back?
My boomerang won't come back. My boomerang won't come back. I've waved the thing all over the place. Practiced till I was black in the face. I'm a big disgrace, the Aborigine race. My boomerang won't come back. I can ride a kangaroo.
Yeah, yeah.
Make kinkajou stew.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm a big disgrace, the Aborigine race. My boomerang won't come back.
The Vatican frowned the Tritan and sent him on his way. He had a backless boomerang, so here he could not say.
This is nice, isn't it? Getting banished at my time of life. What a way to spend an evening. Sitting on a rock in the middle of the desert with me boomerang in me hand. I should very likely get bushwhacked.
Get out of it,
nasty bushwhacking animal. Think I'll make a nice cup of tea. Good gracious. There goes a kangaroo. I must have a practice with me boomerang. Hit him right behind the left ear. Now then, slowly back.
If you throw that thing at me, I'll jump right on your head.
Isn't it marvellous? Got a land full of kangaroos and I had to pick that one.
For 3 long months he sat there, or maybe it was 4. Then an old man in a kangaroo skin came knocking at his door.
I'm the local witch doctor, son. They call me George Elfie Black. Now tell me, what's your trouble, boy?
My boomerang won't come back.
Your boomerang won't come back?
My boomerang won't come back. My boomerang won't come back. I'll wave the thing all over the place. Practice till I was black in the face. I'm a big disgrace, the Aborigine race. My boomerang won't come back.
Don't worry, boy, I know the trick, and to you I'm gonna show it. If you want your boomerang to come back, well, first you've got to throw it.
Oh, yes. Never thought of that.
Daddy will be pleased. Must have a go.
Excuse me.
Now then, slowly back and throw. Oh, my God. I've hit the flying doctor.
Can you do first aid?
Don't talk to me about first aid, boy. You owe me 14 chickens, you know, but I learned you to throw the boomerang, you know, first thing first.
Yes, I know that, but I mean, I think on this occasion...
Charlie Drake, you know, with My Boomerang Won't Come Back, our last piece on this edition of the International Happy Stations tribute to the novelty song. Once again, a special thank you goes to Philip Jackson, who subconsciously... suggested this idea. All right, that's it. That's all we have time for. On behalf of our production assistant, Johan Backer, our technician, Kevin Lee, who did a fabulous job at cleaning up some of these recordings that we used on today's show, I'm Keith Perron, all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.